This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 126.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about whether you should use a Facebook group to promote your business. And I think you'll find this helpful if you fall into one of these two categories. So first off, if you haven't got a Facebook group, but you're thinking that you might want to start one, I think you'll find this really useful. But I also think you'll find this episode useful if you have a Facebook group, but maybe it's not going quite as well as you like, and you're wondering whether to continue, and you're wondering whether it's worth the effort. So before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to mention an event that I've got coming up on February the 23rd. So that's February 23rd, 2017, if you're listening in the future. This is my Soulful Marketing event, and it's a one-day event for business owners who want to get better at promoting themselves. And specifically, if you're somebody that feels a little bit icky and sometimes feels a bit self-conscious about promoting your business, wondering what people will think, then this event is totally for you. So we'll be looking at how to promote yourself on social media without looking like you're full of yourself and have got a massive ego. So we'll be looking at email marketing, how to send emails that people actually look forward to and want to read and don't feel are spam. And we'll be looking at how to be out there promoting yourself on social media without being attached to your phone or your laptop for 24 hours a day. And also how to produce content on a blog or a podcast or a vlog, whatever kind of content that you create on a regular basis without going out of your mind. So this event is for you if you're somebody that doesn't feel quite confident about promoting your business and would like some tips and strategies and some support with that. And there's many things in my business I wouldn't say I was brilliant at, but I think the one thing I am really good at is promoting my business. And what I want to do on this day is share some of the things that have really worked well for me and will save you a lot of time. So if that sounds of interest, then do drop me a line. I'm not into getting bums on seats, so I'd much rather you drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk and ask me a question about the event, or you can post it in my Facebook group, which is the Soulful PR Facebook community. I'd much rather you do that than sit there wondering whether or not this event is right for you. So now, on with the main part of the show. So in episode 33, I interviewed Jill Stanton about how to use Facebook groups to promote your business. And I was so inspired by everything that Jill shared. I got off that call and just thought, I'm going to do exactly what she's done. And I'm going to put growing my Facebook community at the heart of everything that I do. So back then, I had around 500 or 600 members in my Facebook community. It was a good community, so there was lots of interaction and there was lots of great content being shared. But 10 months on, I have 5,500 members in my Facebook group. And as I'm sure you can imagine, that has had a big impact on my overall turnover. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you all the compelling reasons I think there are for using a Facebook group to promote your business. I'm also at the end going to share some of the downsides just in the interest of balance. But I really think if you are thinking of starting a Facebook group or you've got one and you're not sure if it's the right move for you, then you will find a lot of value in this episode. And just to reiterate, so this episode is really focused on the why, so all the reasons why you might want to do this. And episode 128 is going to be the second part of this topic, and I'm going to look more at the how. So the first reason I think it's a really great idea to have a Facebook group and use it to promote your business is because it's about building relationships with your current and also your prospective customers. And when you do that, you also build trust. So I'm in my Facebook group every single day. I'm answering people's questions. I'm sharing content. And what I'm really doing is I'm showing people what I know. I'm not telling them how great I am or how much I know about promoting yourself in the media. I'm showing them because I'm answering their questions. And the other part of it is in a Facebook group, if you answer somebody's question and they go off and they get results, then they'll come back to your Facebook group and they will share it with everybody. And every single day I get posts in my Facebook group where people tag me in and they say, thank you, Janet. Thanks for that advice you shared with me. Here's my article in the Huffington Post. Or thanks very much for encouraging me to pitch to that guest blog. Here's the post. Or thanks for that tip that you gave me on radio and TV interviews. I was on BBC London last night, or whatever it might be. Now, you really can't put a price on those kind of posts because it's social proof, it's testimonials, and you haven't asked for them. And every time I see something like that in my group, well, the first thing I do is obviously go and reply and say well done to the person, and I might ask a few questions about how it's gone. But secondly, I will take a screenshot of it, and then I've got content that I can use for testimonials, for sales pages, for my email marketing. It's all great content. And the other thing about building relationships with your prospective customers in a Facebook group is that when you're in there, you're listening to the questions that people are asking, you're listening to what people are having problems with, what they're struggling with. And I get most of my ideas for my podcast episodes, for my blog posts, from just listening to what people are asking in there and also looking at what people ask me. And at least every few weeks, somebody will say, have you got an episode on this? And I'll go, no, but I tell you what, I'm going to create one. And that's a really, really nice thing to be able to do with your customers. And recently I was able to go back to somebody. Somebody said, have you got an episode on how to decide which PR company to go to, or how to hire a PR company? Now, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know that I'm not a big fan of outsourcing, or certainly not at the beginning of your PR journey. But I did think it was very much worth looking at that on an episode, and also giving practical tips for people who do want to outsource. And that's turned out to be a really popular episode, and it came from a question that somebody asked in my Facebook group. So the other compelling reason for having a Facebook group, and it really links to the first. And actually, just to say, when I was planning out this episode, I was trying to prioritize all the reasons. I was trying to come up with trying to order them, but I just couldn't. There's just so many good reasons, and none of them feel better than the others. They're just all really, really great reasons. So the second one I'm going to mention is linked to the first, and this is about social proof and testimonials. You don't need to go out and ask people to give you testimonials. If you have a Facebook group, you'll be getting testimonials every single day, which is absolutely fantastic. And only yesterday, so Rachel Ward, who's one of my business club members, and she runs Lux Linen, she posted a picture in my Facebook group of her using my media diary. She'd filled it out, she'd used the notes section, there's a little section in my diary, like a checklist that you can follow to make sure you've done it correctly. She'd filled all that out and she shared that in my Facebook group. I mean, that kind of feedback and social proof is absolute gold. And for anybody who doesn't know what my media diary is, it's an A4 desk diary that I've created to help you to plan out your media for the coming year, basically. So it's got anniversaries and awareness days and other key dates that you can use to come up with not only ideas to pitch into the press, but also to put together content for social media and for your blog and that kind of thing. So that's been really brilliant for me, actually, because every time I go into my Facebook group, somebody is sharing a picture of their diary. And of course, when somebody shares a picture of their diary, there'll always be somebody who doesn't know about the diary who'll come and say, what's that? I'd really like one. And, you know, your customers are selling your products for you, which is absolutely fantastic. So another really good reason to have a Facebook group, it's a place where you can promote your content. So every time I create a new blog post or a new podcast episode, I post it in the group. And people comment on it, they share on it, they might say, oh, I'm going to listen to that later, or this sounds like a good one, or I'm going to listen to that on my walk later, or whatever, which is great. But also, I've got a whole library of a good couple of hundred podcast episodes and blogs, and I've got them set up. I use the social media scheduling tool Meet Edgar. And so I share at least two pieces of content from my library every single day. Now, because I'm getting new members coming into the group all the time, while there might be some people who've listened to that podcast episode or read that blog post, there will always be people who they're completely new to that content. So they will post and say, oh, this is brilliant, thank you. And again, you're getting conversation going on about your podcast. And the other lovely thing about sharing your content is, and this is a real example from today. So I shared in my group today how to handle a media crisis. And somebody came along and said, is that a traditional media crisis, or does it also cover social media as well? And being able to answer your customers' questions or your and your audience's questions is absolutely invaluable. So another compelling reason to use Facebook groups to promote your business. So you don't just build influence in the group, you also can build influence outside of the group. And let me give you an example of how I've done this. So I'll talk more in episode 128 about how to really build a successful Facebook group and some of the strategies that I've used to make mine grow and to make it work as well as it does. But one of the things that I've done is I have certain days where we share each other's content, basically, and we comment on each other's content. So I have Insta Love Sunday when people share their Instagram handle or they're invited to. And the rules of the game basically are you post your Instagram handle and you comment on the account of the person above. If you've got time, you do more. And it works really well because everybody goes and has a look at each other's accounts. They get ideas, they get inspired, they build relationships. So that's all great. And also I've got Follow Friday when I invite people to share a blog post or a Facebook page, or it could be anything, an event, whatever it might be, something that they'd love to get more eyes on. That works really well too. And I've recently also introduced a Facebook page crawl on a Wednesday because I just saw that so many people were really keen to get more engagement on their Facebook pages. So we're trying that out at the moment. And of course, when you're doing things like that, when you're leading that kind of initiative, now, depending on what industry you work in, it could be a completely different project that you're working on. But essentially, I see those kind of things as projects. Not only are you helping the people that you work with to make an improvement in their business or with whatever they happen to be doing, but in my case, I'm also building my own followers. So obviously having Insta Love Sunday means I get loads more followers, and having a day when we all look at each other's Facebook pages means I get more likes on my Facebook page as well. So this is really good. So having a Facebook group means that you can also build your influence away from the group as well, outside the group, which is absolutely fantastic. So another great reason for having a Facebook community and building it is that you can build a community around your products and services. So you can build like raving fans in the group who will, and I've already touched on this really, who will sell your products and services to others. So for example, back in September last year, I ran a 10-day challenge, a PR challenge, and I started a thread in the group and everybody who was taking part, everybody posted about how they were finding it and what questions they had and what experiences and what successes they were having. That was really, really great. And it brought people together who had a common purpose and goal. But also other people saw that that was going on. So they jumped on and said, what's this challenge? I'd really like to take part. Now, that was a free challenge, but this also works with your paid products and services. So I've already mentioned my media diary, classic example. I've had so many people share pictures of my media diary in the group, and I've taken screenshots of all of them saying, I love my diary. Here's me using it, or, you know, here's a flat lay that I've created, a really nice picture with a lovely mug or flowers or whatever it might be. And then someone else comes along and goes, oh, I don't know about the media diary. And then I'll jump in and give them the link. And essentially, it's a really kind of soft way of selling your products. Your customers are selling your products for you because they're saying, hey, this is really great and I'm using it. And of course, for me, when it comes to making the media diary for next year, then I've got a whole load of testimonials from people who are using it now and think it's brilliant. So that's amazing. Other little things as well. So I run a lot of events. So what will often happen is somebody will book on one of my events, then they'll go into my Facebook group and say, hey, I've just booked on this event. Is anybody else going to be going? When I'm running a live event, we share photos, we share video live of what's going on. So people who can't attend the event, they can get involved in the conversation and hopefully it looks great. And then they want to come along to the next one. So you're just constantly marketing, but in a really genuine way, because people are just seeing the value. They're just saying, that looks like a really great event. I'd love to be there. That looks like a really useful diary. Can I get my hands on one as well? And people, of course, are asking questions. And as the maker of those products and services, you can jump right in and you can answer those questions, which is absolutely invaluable. Another little thing I'll share is that I sent all the members of my business club a mug, really pretty, soulful PR branded mug for Christmas. And they were all sharing those in the Facebook community. So people were saying, hey, I want one of those mugs. Where can I get one? So I decided to put some of the mugs that I had left over in the shop, the Soulful PR shop. So some people have seen the mug in the group and they've gone onto my website, into the shop, and they've bought one because they like the mug. Now, that's not a great amount of revenue. And to be honest, the media diary hasn't created a great amount of revenue, but it's all brand awareness and it's not you doing it. Other people are telling the story of your brand, which is invaluable. You know, that's worth more than any advert or any piece of press coverage even that you could possibly hope for. So another advantage of having a really lively Facebook group is that you're not just building a network for yourself, but you're building a network for your prospective customers and your current customers. So if you run your own business, you'll know that sometimes it can be lonely. Sometimes you can sit there thinking, oh God, I'm really stuck. I don't know where to go with this. I just need people to talk to. And obviously in an office, you'd be able to turn around and just ask the person next to you or have a bit of a moan or whatever. And what you're creating in a Facebook community is you're creating that kind of water cooler situation for your community. And what's lovely for me is to see the friendships and the relationships that are growing from my Facebook community. And when I run live events, like I ran Soulful PR Live back in the summer, I ran my media planning workshop, Your Year in PR, in September and December last year. And people were kind of coming together and hugging each other. And they were like, hey, it's so nice to meet you in person. And people were saying to me, like, Natalie Simbo and Salma Shah, who were in my business club, but they're also in my Facebook community, they met in person at one of my live events. And they really clicked and really bonded and have created this great friendship. And so what I feel I'm doing from the Facebook community is also helping people to make friends, to make business connections. I've seen lots of people collaborate on projects and events together, people who've guest blogged for each other, been on each other's podcasts. So you're creating a network and a community, and people really, really value that. You can't put a price on that. So again, if you're the facilitator of that, then people are going to listen. They're going to be open to your ideas, to your products, to your services. The other thing that is so invaluable for me, and I use this a lot, is a Facebook group can be a great source of market research. So every time I've got a new product or service that I want to put out there, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know that I never make anything without finding out whether people really want it first. And by that, I mean without people actually paying me money for whatever it is. So I didn't make my media diary. I didn't make the physical version of it until I had a good couple of hundred pre-orders so that I knew it was a product that people really, really wanted. Because as you can imagine, it's really quite costly to print an A4 diary. So I really needed to know that people actually wanted it and were going to buy it. So you can only know that if people actually put their money where their mouth is and they go into PayPal and they actually pay you. So what I do when I've got something new coming out, so I did it with my media diary, I've done it with my Soulful PR Studio, which is my rebranded membership community. It's launching at the end of January. I share bits of artwork to see what people think about it. So I might say, which one do you prefer out of these four logos or these four pictures? I'll share copy with people. So when I was thinking about rebranding my membership community, I just wrote a Facebook post where I just said, look, this is my vision. This is how I want to help people in 2017. This is what I see people are struggling with. This is how I'd like to help them. What do you think? Just give me some feedback. And the kind of feedback I got was like, this is music to my ears. This is, where do I sign up? And when you're getting people saying things like that, you know, you're kind of almost there. There might be some things that you need to tweak. There might be some words that you might want to change a little bit, some bits you need to add in or take out. But you're getting that instant feedback from your prospective customers. And the other advantage, of course, is when you go in and you talk about something that's coming up, then you get people excited about it and you warm them up. And when you do launch for real, then they already know about it. They're already anticipating it. They're already excited about it. So it becomes much easier to sell. It feels like you're not selling. You're just offering people a solution. Say, hey, do you remember I mentioned that I was doing this? Well, actually, you can buy it now. And it feels so much nicer than feeling that you're on this big launch or this big pitch all the time. And you genuinely do get really good feedback. So I recently shared the copy for a Facebook ad for a webinar that I've got coming up. Got some great feedback on that. And sometimes the feedback you get is more about showing you that you're along the right line. So for example, I sometimes get people saying, hey, your copy, you know, you talk about women all the time. Like, aren't you worried that you're going to be excluding men? And I say, no, I'm really glad that you found that, because actually, although I'm happy to work with men primarily, I want to work with women. So you know, I'm not bothered about that. I'm not worried if men look at it and think this is not for me. But if some men want to join, that's great. They're really welcome. But I want to be really targeted and focused on the kind of people that I primarily want to work with. So another advantage of having a Facebook group is that you can answer your customers' questions. So it's basically like a kind of live chat. So again, with my media diary, as soon as I put it out there, people were asking questions. So what does it look like inside? That was something that I got asked a lot. So I got my designer to make some shots of the inside and share them. Now, I now know for next year that I need to have those ready. And actually, I now know that it probably will be a good idea to create a video so that people can actually see what it looks like inside, maybe see me using it or something like that. So seeing the questions that people ask is not only great because you can answer their questions and you can help them, it's like customer service, but also it gives you ideas about other content that you might need to create. It can also help you close the sale as well. So I might have some people, or have had some people in the group, who ask me about an event, or they ask me about my studio, or they ask me about the media diary. I answered whatever question it was that they had, and then ping, a few minutes later, the order comes in. So that's really, really powerful. If you can just answer somebody's question and provide them with some value and some helpful information and do it, you know, in many cases in real time, then that's going to make the sales process for you so much easier. And that's really what I wanted to finish with. It's when you've got a Facebook group and you're building a community and people are exposed to your content daily, to your way of doing things, they're getting involved in projects with you. So like the Insta Love Sunday, the Facebook page crawl, then by the time you do bring out a product or a service, you've essentially already sold it. The people who want to buy it, they already know about it. And I've had this lot recently in my Facebook group. Where do I sign? Do you have a sales page yet? And you know that you've probably hit the right note when people are saying, where's the sales page? Where's the sales page? Because you're really offering something that they want. So I hope I've given you lots and lots of compelling reasons why a Facebook group could really help you to grow your business. I'm aware of the fact that, you know, I've got 5,500 members now, and I'm going to talk more in episode 128 about how I've done that and how I've done that so quickly. But it gives you an idea of what you could achieve. And one thing I just wanted to say, actually, is that it isn't for everybody. This episode is not telling you that you should do this, but it's the idea is to just kind of put it out there for you and get you to think about it. Is it something that you think you would enjoy doing? Is it something that you would find work for your business? I think there's whatever industry you're in, I think there's loads and loads of potential, but I would be interested, and I'll give you some details of how to get in touch at the end of the episode in hearing your questions about it, because I'm sure you probably have got lots of questions. And the other thing I just wanted to mention before I finish is the downside. So I've painted a pretty glowing picture of Facebook groups and the impact it's had on my business, and it has totally had an impact on the bottom line. I mean, huge, huge impact on the bottom line of my business. But there are some downsides, and I want to be completely honest about what the downsides are, because if you're going to decide to take this forward, you need to know, you know, what are the potential things that could be difficult or could go wrong. So I want to be really honest with you about that. So first off, time. When you first start a Facebook group, or you make the decision that you're going to grow the one that you've got, you do initially need to be in there a lot. And I remember Jill said back in episode 33, and do go back and have a listen, it's a really good episode. She said that when she first started the group, she was in there like for hours every day answering people's questions and sharing content. And actually, one thing to add actually is when you've got a Facebook group, when people ask questions, if you've got content, as I have, I've got lots of content, you get to the stage where people ask you a question, and I joke about it in my group. Oh, I've got a podcast episode for that. Oh, I've got a blog for that. And if I haven't got one, I'll create one. And so basically, if someone asks a question, you can just put a link in and, you know, quick sentence response to them. But at first, if you don't have a lot of content that you can do that with, it can take a lot. And you really have to spend time talking to people. When I first started my Facebook group, or started to really grow it, I welcomed every single person that came into the group, and I would ask them, how did you hear about us? Because for me, I wanted to know where they were coming from. And I would try and engage them in some kind of conversation, and having an introduction thread is good. I'd go and make a comment or ask a question about that. And that does take a lot of time. And I'll talk more in episode 128 about how you go about designing it so that there's content in there every day. So I'll talk more about the how, but you do need to be kind of on it, and you do need to be prepared to spend some time. But I promise you that will pay off in the long term. The other downside is that it can make you more accessible to people. And one of the things that I find hardest actually is because I'm so accessible to my group, and because people know that they can come and ask me a question and I'll probably reply. It could even be immediately, or it might be at least, you know, only a couple of hours before I get back to them. And even at the weekends, I'll reply to people, and evenings as well. That does mean that people see you as more accessible. So I get a lot of Facebook messages from people, and I do find that quite hard because I've obviously only got so much time. I've got loads of projects that I'm working on. And if I was to answer every single Facebook message that I got from somebody in the group, and often people do ask things that they could ask in the group, then I wouldn't get time to get to do anything else. So that's something. But, you know, as with everything, if you have a strategy to manage it, and now what I tend to do is I have sort of some kind of like stock replies where I say to somebody, that's a great question. Could you put it in the group? Then other people can benefit. Or if it's a customer service query, as it often is, where's my media diary? Or I want to book on a course, but PayPal isn't working or something. Sometimes I don't even reply, actually. Sometimes I might just ask one of my assistants to email the person if we have their email, or have a stock reply where I say, thanks for your question. Can you please email here? And I get one of my assistants to deal with it. People are generally very reasonable, but it does make you more accessible, and you probably will find you get more private messages, and you need to find a way of dealing with that. However, those messages are content, you know, so when somebody asks you a question, when somebody gets in touch and asks for help with something, then all of that is useful content in terms of understanding how you can help people, and also what kind of products and services you might need to create to help them in the future. And the last thing I'd say, the last downside, is it's a bit addictive, because if you've got a Facebook group and you really love it, I mean, if I could choose one thing to spend my time on, it probably would be hanging around in my Facebook group and answering people's questions. I absolutely love it. So it can become a bit addictive. So I find that sometimes my phone will ping and I'll see that somebody's posted something and I really want to respond to it, but I really should be concentrating on something else. So you have to come up with ways of managing that. And one of the things that I've done really quite successfully, I guess, over the last year or so, is I keep my mornings completely free. I don't book in any appointments, any Skype calls, any podcast interviews, unless I can possibly, or unless I just can't avoid it, so that I've always got a block of 3 or 4 hours in the morning. So you probably have noticed, if you email me or you Facebook message me, sometimes I might pop in for 5 minutes when I'm having a little bit of a break in the morning, but generally I'm much more active in the afternoon. So it really is about putting structures in place that help to support you. So I hope you found that useful, and it's given you some ideas on how you might use a Facebook group to grow your business. I'm very conscious of the fact that if you have a business that has a different kind of industry, that's in a different kind of industry to mine, that you might be thinking, well, how does this apply to me? How does that work? So if that's the case, I love hearing from you. So post a question in my Facebook group, in the Soulful PR Facebook community, or you can email me at janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me @jan_murray, or you can find me over on Instagram @janmurrayuk. You've been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, why not come over and join my Facebook group? It's simply the Soulful PR Facebook community, and I'd love to see you there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.